you so much for being here today. We are super happy to have this amazing interview with Yvette Bodden, the author of A Journey to Becoming the Best Self and the founder of Awaken Woman. Thank you so much, Yvette, for being here. And please let us know what inspired you to take on to this beautiful journey.
Thank you, Diana. Thank you so much for having me. What inspired AW? A life-changing event. A divorce sort of set me off on this path to share my story and hopefully help inspire other women that had gone through similar pain or change in their life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very, very, very inspiring, your work. I've been following you for a while. I've been seeing your blog, everything that you've done, your interviews. I see that you have a lot of value there related with women on how to help them. I see also that you had a journey there related with divorce. I like to know how, or if that is somewhat linked with the book that you release that is called A Journey of Becoming the Best Self. Is that related? What type of content does the book have? Please let us know.
Well, wow. It's definitely linked. A Journey to Becoming the Best Self is autobiographical and it's also self-help. So it's a combination. Basically, what I did was walk the reader through my journey. I allowed him a view into my world, into the pain, into the transformation that I went from the pain of heartbreak, because divorce, that's what it is. It's heartbreak. It's giving up an idea or a dream of, you know, what we all know as forever, or, you know, when we get married, we believe that we're going to be with someone, you know, till death do us part. And coming to the realization that that was no longer going to be, and having my life implode and having to start all over alone, I think a lot of us do. I mean, there's between 49 and 51%. It keeps toggling back and forth, but divorce rate in the United States. So there's a lot of women going through it, and they're going through this pain in silence. So the book walks the reader through my experience, you know, the depression, the coming to the acceptance and figuring out who I was. And out of that, I realized that I am a writer. I am on this eternal journey that it doesn't end. We just continue to evolve. And I think it's a really raw book, because I don't filter anything. I talk about the pain. I talk about, you know, some parts are even funny when I talk about going back to dating and figuring out who I was, and even dating myself. I mean, it's sort of, you know, you laugh, you cry, you laugh again. It's very real and it's really personal.
That sounds amazing. So you have your book available on Amazon, right?
On Amazon and Barnes & Noble, yes.
Yes, wow, congratulations. I'm super excited for that. It is unbelievable, yeah. The journey of divorce, it's a very hard one that people, of course, don't know until they go through that. The way that I describe it, at least how it was in my own situation, was I was feeling that someone died. Someone died inside myself, and someone like a family member died. And that pain is very, very hard to manage inside. So the job that you do, of course, I admire it so much, because sometimes when we are going through that pain, we wish somebody would come and tell us how to alleviate a little bit that, or how it has been the experience of someone who has been through that, and how the life over the years changes. What are the possibilities when we are enclosed in this state of mind? Of course, we cannot see what else could be there for us. How do you maybe guide people towards that in the book?
Well, you're so right. One of the things, and you described it so vividly, one of the things that I talk about in the book was the five stages of grief, because I know it sounds insane, but there was a death, the death of my marriage, the death of my old life. And you mourn that. You you're first, you're in denial. You can't believe it's happening. And then, then there's sadness. There's this deep sadness. And my depression was due to the divorce and just this realization that my life wasn't what I had planned. You know, we all have plans. So I had to go through the mourning, and I had to figure out how to alleviate that pain, because, you know, although sometimes the pain is so intense that we kind of wallow in it for a while, and that's okay. And some of us do more than others, but ultimately, you know, there is a moment when you feel that, you know, and it could be sparked by, you know, a child, or it can be, there's always a reason to keep going. And you have to find your reason and figure out a way to bring yourself out of that pain, as hard as it is. And I get really emotional when I talk about this, because for me, it was my daughter. I knew I had to bring myself out of it. So one of the things that I did was I seek therapy, because it doesn't work for everyone, but when you find the right person, it does work. It really does. Because I remember I was in therapy for several years, and I remember when I was at, you know, sort of the tail end, and things were becoming clearer, and I was growing to accept what had happened. It was almost like going from seeing a dark sky to seeing a blue sky. You just see things in color again, and you realize there is life after it. So I would say therapy. I would say don't keep your pain in silence. It's good to talk to others, whether it's your pastor or your mother or your girlfriends. Just talk about your pain. And I think the third thing that I would say is self-care. I think when we're in a lot of pain, we stop taking care of ourselves. And I'm not sure if it's because we're trying to punish ourselves, or we just don't have the energy, the strength to keep taking care of ourselves. I think, you know, figuring out how to release all that pain and all that sadness is important, whether it's exercise, whether it's, you know, a massage, whether it's yoga, listening to music, reading an empowering book. I know for me, I read tons of books during that, you know, that part of my journey. And even today, when, you know, when I get sad or I feel that things aren't going the way I'd like, reading is so powerful. Words, you know, words are, they sort of plant a seed for you, at least for me. And they do help alleviate sadness or pain or despair. So I think finding ways to bring yourself out of the negativity is also key. So I think those three things, finding someone to speak to, bringing yourself out of the negativity, whether it's with music, exercise, yoga, meditation, so many different things. Those are real keys. And lastly, I would say finding your will to keep going. That will be your driver, finding that will. And for everyone, it's, you know, the will is different.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing that amazing story. This is something very needed. That's why we bring this type of stories also to the podcast. We never know who can be listening, but Yvette is an incredible source of inspiration, and she is always available to share all of this inspiration in the Awaken Woman site, where she has an incredible amount of tips and writing inspiring stories. So how has been building Awaken Woman, Yvette? What has been the hardest part and the easiest part for you of building Awaken Woman?
The easiest part has to be the writing, because I put my heart and my soul into everything I write. I say every article, every story that I write, there's a piece of me in it, in every single one. So I think that's the easy part. The most difficult part would have to be doing it all myself. I don't sleep a lot. The website is free, and it's just to help other women feel inspired, because I think, you know, especially now, we all need some inspiration. We, you know, every day is not, it's, you know, is not the same as, you know, the next. And some days are really difficult, and we need some inspiration. And I find it from other women. I find it in reading. I find it in writing. Inspiration is, it lights up your journey. It really does.
Yeah, I think that writing is such a beautiful skill to cultivate. And many of us believe that it's a skill that we have to be born with, that skill, and that there is no way that we can be good writers. I feel that at some point, for example, in my own experience, I started to feel that maybe, and even more because English is not my first language, but then at some point I said, maybe there is something there that is underlined that we are not seeing clearly in terms of possibilities, and in terms of that the creativity comes from intuition, so from something internal. And that's what fuels a good piece of writing, the creativity, the intuition, like all of these type of internal emotions. So I feel that for anybody, actually this is open, an option that is open for anybody. That's why I want to support also, for me, I actually would prefer to interview many, many writers as possible, because the mind of a writer is the mind of a creative person. And it's so interesting to like look into this, where is the, like what's the story, how the person became an author. For me, super fascinating. So that's why we are creating all of these opportunities also for the authors to share this type of wisdom in bigger audiences through the magazine. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's amazing. My other question for you would be, what's your favorite word?
Ooh, wow. Peace. Very and beautiful. When I say peace, I mean, you know, it's not always external. I think inner peace is, it's the core. Until you find inner peace, you can't find real joy, inner peace, I'd say.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I think that in our society, sometimes we've been a little bit accustomed to believe the concepts in certain ways, you know, love, sometimes we imagine another person in our life, or love, we, you know, have these abstract ideas about having someone else recognition of us or something like that. But what you say, peace is like encompasses, in my opinion, everything, because it's the love included, even, which not many people would, you know, would think these two in the same. But I feel that everything is made out of the peace, but we haven't realized. So it's so beautiful. Thank you for that.
And no, absolutely. And it's funny, because when I say the word love, it starts with what's inside. I have to love myself first. So when I say love, I'm not necessarily speaking about loving someone, like you said.
Yeah, yeah.
Love starts within, and then it sort of radiates out.
Yes, yes, I understand. I used to believe in love in those type of frameworks before. So I, at some point, I became to this, a realization for myself of love in the other way that you explained. So I feel totally aligned. So beautiful. Thank you so much. And another question that I like to explore often is, what does success mean to you, Yvette?
Wow. For me, success means creating inspiration, helping empowering others. That's success to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Everybody has different, of course, ideas of what could success mean, and I love to explore this because it helps us to, in our own reflections, to put the framework back into ourselves rather than the outside circumstances that we have been conditioned to believe that if we have certain conditions or certain desires fulfilled, then we can be successful. So yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much. What would be the best tip that you have for making the world a better place?
You know, I think it in one word, I think respect. Just respecting others' views, respecting others' lives and the way they want to live it, respecting differences. I think that is something that we need to do more of, because, you know, there's so many opinions, there's so many thoughts about how other people are living their lives. And I think what we need more of is just to respect each other.
Yes, thank you so much. So what is coming up for you, Yvette? Do you have any plans? How are you distributing?
I have plans. I just need more hands.
Yes.
Well, I'm halfway through my second book, it's exciting. And at the same time, so the first book was based on my life and my experience. Mm-hmm. And this book is fictional, and it's difficult sometimes to figure out what you want your character, how you want your character to develop. So I'm still working on how I want to close off her journey. Mm-hmm. It's basically the story of a woman who goes through her own journey of going from young girl to woman, and you see it in a different way. You see it through her different relationships, how each relationship teaches her something about herself. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. It's fun to write because, you know, some parts are really funny. Some are sad. Some are very risque. As a woman, she sort of experiences different relationships and gets herself into a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. But at the end, she comes out of it okay. And she learns she learns her self-worth, the value in what she brings to, you know, to life. I love this character, and I'm really excited. I'm excited about this book. I also have, I have more interviews coming up with amazing women on AW, which I'm really excited about. And I continue to write stories that affect women and inspire women to on their own journey to becoming the best self.
That is amazing. When you explain all of that about that book, I am, wow, how like all this process happens in the mind of a person to create this character, and that is really, wow, it's super fantastic. For me, it's amazing. The creativity, you know, that is needed for for to put all of that together is an amazing job. And building that to help other people is, I guess, the best part. Like using all that creativity, all the effort, all the time, it's incredible. Thank you so much for that. You're such a beautiful human being. I'm super honored to be talking to you today, Yvette. Thank you. So, is there anything that you wish I had asked you today?
I think the message that I try to leave all the time with any audience that I'm speaking to is learn your self-worth. Understand that you bring so much value into this world and you're worth so much, but no one will see that until you see it for yourself. And it's something that I constantly have to remind myself of because, you know, I give, and I forget that I need to. So I think self-worth, self-love is something that I always leave as a message because I think it's so important to build that and nourish that at the core to truly flourish as a woman, as a human being.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think that these self-care therapies that we should, you know, potentially be having every single day even, is what can help us to bring also those realizations that we don't need or be obligated to things that we feel that are not aligned with us. Sometimes we feel obligated to do things. But when we discover that the self needs attention also, then we can discover maybe some sort of freedom or relief, the one that you speak about. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That really is freedom. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Yvette. If you want to add anything else or where people can find you, please go ahead.
So definitely, if you know, to all the listeners, please stop by and visit awakened-woman.com. There are over 400 articles and short stories about women, and I'm sure one of them or more will connect with you and inspire you. I'm also on Instagram as Woman Awakened, on Twitter as Woman Awakened, and I'm really looking forward to hearing from everyone.
Thank you so much, Yvette, and see you in the next episode.
Yes, thank you so much, Diana.